Good morning. Today we are going to start the question of saying Kiddush Levana when there is something that is dividing between you and the Levana, between you who wants to say the Kiddush Levana and the moon. For example, as the question was posed to the Radvazer, some sort of screen, some sort of divisor between you. It could be, for example, a sheet of some sort, or looking through glass, and the glass is opaque, it's not very clear. Can you still say the Kiddush Levana or not? And then we will go on to discuss clouds. So in fact, the Radvaz was asked both of those questions. Number one is if there's some sort of screen between you and the moon, and then how about clouds? And he says the geder of Kiddush Levana, when can you say Kiddush Levana, when can you not say Kiddush Levana, if there's something between you and the moon, is learned from the geder of seeing the Ner Havdalah. And when it comes to the Ner Havdalah, Motzei Shabbos or Yontov, when we are saying Havdalah on the candle, there is a Mishnah that tells us that you cannot say the Havdalah, the Birkas HaNer, ad she'yeoso la'oro, until, we'll say it literally, until you benefit from its light. There's a discussion in the poskim, does that mean you actually have to benefit, or it has to be strong enough that you have the potential to benefit? But either way, what does that mean? Vekama amar ula achiyakir ben sela lepundio, and the Gemara goes through a number of various opinions, and one is brought by Ula that you have to be able to tell the difference between two different types of coins. So that means when you are being yotze, the mitzvah of Ner Havdalah, it has to be that the light is strong enough and you are standing in close enough proximity that you could tell the difference between two types of coins. And the same thing is going to apply to Kiddush Levana. If you have something that's dividing between you and the Levana, between you and the moon, says the Radvaz, if it is something that is very thin, it's not blocking a lot of the light of the moon, so the light passes through to the extent that you can still benefit from that light, that you can tell the difference between two coins or similar things, then it would be permitted to say the Kiddush Levana. So what the Radvaz is saying is we're going to use the same standard that we use for the Ner Havdalah. When it comes to the Ner Havdalah, am I standing in close enough proximity, and is the light enough, is it sufficient enough that I can tell the difference between two somewhat similar small objects? The same thing is going to apply when it comes to Kiddush Levana. Even if there's a screen between me and the Levana, a sheet between me and the Levana, but it is not blocking all the light such that I can still use the light and tell the difference between two similar coins or similar items, but I can distinguish between them, then I can indeed continue to say the Kiddush Levana. On the other hand, says the Radvaz, imamasach hu gas, if that divisor between me and the Levana, if that sheet is really thick, or that glass is really opaque, you can't see through it, it's something that is really blocking the light, ve'ein nehene me'or halavana, I am not able to benefit from the moon rays, from the light of the moon, you cannot say the bracha of Kiddush Levana, and the bracha would be a bracha levatala. And then he adds on, v'hu adin le'inyan ha'anan, the same thing would apply with a cloud, we're going to use the same measuring stick. If that cloud is thick and I cannot tell the difference between two items, two similar items, two small similar items like two coins, then I cannot say Kiddush Levana. But if it's not a thick cloud, it's a very light cloud cover that we have and the moon is still able to penetrate fairly well and we can still benefit from the rays of the moon through that light cloud cover, then based on what we're saying right now, we could still say the Kiddush Levana. In fact, the Sefer Noheg Kitzon Yosef says it as follows, that if that masach, if that thing that is dividing between me and the moon is dak v'kalush, if it's very thin, it's not blocking the light so much over mimena or alavana, that the light from the moon can penetrate achumaki dvarim shem nikirim la'or lavana, so that I can tell the difference between items that I can typically tell when using the moonlight. So the moonlight is not being obstructed very much, if at all, a little bit maybe, fine, but it's not perfect. There's something blocking it, but I can still, it's still functional. the light can still benefit me in a way that it did before, assuming it's not covered at all. So if it's a very light cloud cover, a very light item that's dividing between me and the moon, that will not prevent us from saying the Kiddush Levana. And Emir Tzashem, we will continue with this issue in trying to further define what is appropriate cover that we can say Kiddush Levana, and what would prevent us from saying Kiddush Levana. Have a wonderful day.